You might have to just go this way.
Just jump on in here.
Yeah, we just...
I gotta find your thing. Just
grab some tape, Frank.
Dude, we can work it on the fly.
It's 5:35, afternoon music show rolling on for this darkening Thursday. Look at what's going on out there. It's supposed to be a little rain in our near future coming in this evening and sticking around through tomorrow, but that's sort of good because you got a great place to go indoors tomorrow. Over at the Taproot, it's Easton Stagger Phillips. And guess what? We're live in studio today with Easton Stagger Phillips, creating the CD One for the Ditch back in 2008, and now the new project called Resolution Road. We'll chat a bit about the songwriting. Can three artists actually create one album without any conflict or troubles? We'll find out as well just what brought the talents together. That's all coming up. So let's go from the ditch and back onto the road. Welcome to the studio, Easton Stagger Phillips. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Lauren, thanks for having us by.
Really good.
It's good to have all three of you in studio. Evan Phillips, Leroy Stagger, Tim Easton. Just a quick revisit for everybody who's listening on really how and actually really why you guys came together two years ago. It was like six years ago now.
A long time ago. Yeah.
How you came together, why you came together, and did you intend to stay together?
It was a bit of an accident. I mean, we all had things going on. And this is Easton talking, and I'm the mic hog in the band. And
somebody's got to be.
Yeah, yep. And basically, it was kind of an accident because we all had our own things going on. And then, just by chance, like a friend of ours, Greg Benolkin, who's Aaron Benolkin's uncle from the Whipsaws, Aaron Benolkin, his uncle had a cabin down in Girdwood that he basically... You know, we kind of worked it out with him. It's like, let's go down there, throw some gear in a cabin and go see what happens. We had extra songs, and it turns out we made an album, and then we had kind of had to answer for that album. And we went over to Europe and went on tour, and then came back and basically just decided to, I think it's kind of lame when a band just makes one record, you know, and then these projects that people put together, songwriters, you know, like so-called super pacts or whatever you call them, I don't know, just like whatever super groups, you know, that's not what we're calling ourselves, but we're just kind of like, I think it's kind of a drag when a band makes one album, and so we wanted to make a second one, and it's feeling really good. The second one was completely different and wasn't it was more deliberate and more on purpose than more, you know, basically just kind of winging it in a cabin.
So a cabin is where it came together. Tim's up here in Alaska quite often. Evan is from Alaska. Leroy, what brought you actually up here for the first time, and what was your connection to Evan and Tim?
Yeah, I had met Tim and Austin backstage at a Steve Earle concert, and then kind of ran into... He had kind of extended an offer to visit him in Joshua Tree, and I was down there, and Evan was there as well. On tour, we were on tour with Matt Hopper, touring around the States, and I guess Evan invited me and Tim up to open shows for the Whipsaws for the 60 Watt Avenue record, and so I flew up, and it was the middle of the winter, it was crazy, and yeah, we just had some downtime. And me and Evan and Tim just, you know, got together.
Just got together. Well, that does sound just naturally organic. And One for the Ditch came together. Now you guys came back, and it seems like, are you always coming back together?
No.
We haven't actually toured together in almost 5 years. So
yeah, we haven't been in the room together for 5 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, actually. Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of good music coming up here on the Alaska tour. We'll mention some of the tour dates coming up, but we certainly have the main one to focus on this Friday night, 7:00 at the Taproot Public House in Spinard. We would love to hear some live music because you got the guitars with you, and the new CD is spinning all over the radio station, so it's going to be fun to hear some acoustic versions.
Cool.
What you got for
us? We're going to start off with Always Came Back to You, which is the song you guys have been spinning a lot. So this is the first song on the new record. Tim, I'm going to get this chord going. You just give us that 1, 2, 3, 4 count to come in.
Mm-hmm.
could make predictions. We were something to see. Yes, we had our reflections. And everyone gets stuck inside, broke down, beat, then mystified for days. And I never knew what to think or do. Even though I turned away, I always came back to you. Had to be a kid. Your friends come knocking at your door, 3 a.m. and you hit the floor again. I never knew what to think or do. Even though I turned away, I always came back to you.
Fantastic. Cool. That's really setting the table well for what we're going to be in for on Friday night. It's a really wonderful sound. It's the first song on the CD. The CD is Resolution Road. It's Always Came Back to You with Easton Stagger Phillips. And again, the performance tomorrow night at the Taproot. You guys are in town, actually in state for a couple weeks, because I know you're after the Taproot show, you're heading up north to Fairbanks. You're going back down south to Nanilchik. So
our tour is about 10 days. About 10 days long. Leroy's flying
10
home.
10 days wraps up in Salmon Stock, too.
Yeah, and I got to drive
Leroy. Get those tickets.
To the airport on Sunday, and then I think you're here for another week or so, Tim.
I am. I'm going to play a couple more things after that. I'm going to be down in Hope after Salmon Stock. But
of course.
Salmon Stock's our big focus after Friday night's show here at the Taproot. And I got to say, that was the first time we've actually ever played that song in public. And I can't really think of a better honor than to play it actually for the people of Anchorage and KMBA and the station that's really taken care of us and supported us and everything we do. So we appreciate it, man. And I just kind of like halfway through, I was like, wow, we've never actually before.
It had a great continuity to it. And that kind of leads me to the next thought here, which is three songwriters. Would you guys say that your styles are different?
Yeah.
Would you say that they're the same?
No, yeah. Definitely.
So if they are different, how do you find the, if you will, resolution, the clarity of them coming together? When does that come together?
Well, it comes together in the fact that the one thing, the common thread is that we're songwriters, you know, and we all, there's not.
So there's a respect for space.
Absolutely. A respect for space and a respect for the song, essentially. I mean, all three of us have roots in essentially roots music. And I think that's kind of the common thread throughout, you know, our songs, especially together. You know?
So is there Is that got anything to do with the idea of the album title, Resolution Road? I mean, is there a resolution that was made here?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of a thing that, because Evan's not on parole anymore. And, you know, it was time to, that's all.
Classic
that's why we couldn't record down in the lower 48 and why we had to do things by computer. Basically,
he's not allowed to leave the state.
Not allowed to leave the state.
I understand.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the one thing that like I figured out real quick last night is I remember one thing in our band dynamic is that I'm always the first one that gets picked on in this band. But Leroy is the one that always ends up crying, so it's okay. It's cool. It works.
Apparently
out
you think prison's funny.
Who's the one that's always striving to get their song heard the most, their version of a tune heard the most?
Is the most narcissistic member of the band?
The narcissism has definitely died down, I think, over the years. And I don't think there's really any power struggle so far, you know, since being back together. And even making the record, there really wasn't any, like, you know.
I have a running tally. I could tally it up for you. I've named both albums. I've named both albums. I've also closed both albums, had the last song. Leroy and Evan, though, have turned in what I'd like to call the hits, basically. And we're about to play the song that we're going to play of Leroy's today, I think is my favorite tune on the record. And in the way it was recorded, I got to say,
it was recorded live,
super
right?
Live and super organic. And that's, you know, we couldn't do that with the whole record. And not every record that gets made today gets to be all live. But obviously, it's a big part of you know, the folk thing that we come from, or the singer-songwriter thing. And so it's nice to have, and I think I just have a memory of the way it was recorded and stuff like that. And also, I just think it's a superb tune by my friend Leroy Stagger.
Thanks. Let's hear that.
All right. This is a song called Life of Crime. My heart didn't break and it still keeps time. I feel a little foolish, but I will be fine. And it'll be a little while till these nerves unwind. Her lungs are burning from the hurt inside. I could tell she meant business from the tears she cried. I could say I felt better, you could say I lied. It's hard enough to live a life of crime. It's a very thin line that we're walking on. A man needs love, for his love is strong. And this road is winding and this road is long. Called me out in front of all our friends. She said, I give you one, you will take 10. You'll be gone for the night, you'll be back again. It's hard enough to live a life of crime. It's twice the way to leave the past behind. Live in a house when it is burning down. Why live in the city when you love the town? Why end a marriage in your wedding gown? It's a long way down the refinery road. The days are short, the nights are cold. But it's all we got to pay a debt that's owed. It's hard enough to live a life of crime. It's twice the way to leave the past behind. It's hard enough to live a life of crime.
It's Easton Stagger Phillips live in studio at KNBA. Show is tomorrow night, and that is over at the Taproot Public House, 7 o'clock. And I want to say once again, thank you for a 7 o'clock show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's something that is just going to be tremendous, I think, an opportunity for anyone who doesn't want to maybe hang out until 10 o'clock or 11 on a Friday night. You can come out and see a 7 o'clock show. It needs to happen more often.
That includes me.
Yeah.
I like to be in bed by midnight.
There you go. How often do you guys get to actually see somebody?
Reasonable men.
We're all at the point where, I mean, we want to play for our fans. We want to play for people that want to buy tickets and come out and see a show. And, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put on a show, and we're going to get everybody home and in bed early. Unless they want to stay
all together in a bed.
Unless they want to stay for the after party with the Sugar Strings, which is going to be a
blast. I was just
going to
say, you know, if the energy's there for you, you can stick around, and the Super Saturated Sugar Strings will be taking the stage right around 10 o'clock, and they are tremendous with a brand new CD as well. So a lot of good new music is coming up this Friday.
We should also mention, too, we got a full band with us.
That's something actually I was going to mention.
James and Junior and the boys, we got the boys with us, and a big shout out to them because they learned these tunes. And basically, we're coming out with a full thing. I'll be playing the keyboard tomorrow, a little Hammond, a little piano, and instead of playing guitar. And we got some nice firepower.
We've been rehearsing. It's sounding great.
So you've been rehearsing anywhere other than a small little cabin?
Taking
it up a stage
Marty's
this
studio.
Time?
We've got a big, beautiful warehouse.
Big name that studio.
Studio 2200.
Such a great studio. It's got a great sound, and basically they've been making great records in there.
The show is tomorrow night. The show is actually right now as well, as we are live in studio with Easton Stagger Phillips. What can you share with us next?
We're going to play a song that also has never been played in public and really never played it for anybody before. And it's quite a personal little number here that I don't think the boys believe that I was going to give it a shot today because it's, even though we recorded a while ago, it just feels so brand new. And, well, it's a little shout out to... a woman who, I'm going to sing it from her point of view, and well, she's someone that's very close to my life. This is a song called Stay. 2, 3, 4. Threw my silver in the fire, thought about you all the while, turning in your absentee, ballot before leaving me. Here to raise our daughter with the luck of random strangers who will smile from time to time as they pass me in the highway of the supermarket down the road. This town to that town you go and go, but you don't need to leave us, though you're so damn good between the lines of comfort in the sand. When I have you close at hand, you run off with some other band. Modern gypsies in a van who don't talk to each other, with their headphones and computers, just their biting sense of humor. So that's why I have to say to you now, darling, won't you stay? Darling, must you always go away? When will you stay? If I had a nickel for each time that I pled guilty, I would have a pile of silver that could dam up 50 rivers that you crossed in all the lower 48 states of mind, anticipating ever driving further from your family who's ever waiting for your call, wondering if you or if some form of you is ever coming, or if you'll just keep on running out the door to the next function. I know that you love us, but you love something above us, and I don't know how it's smart to stick around waiting for someone who's always on their way to somewhere else. Can you hear me, darling, won't you stay? Darling, must you always go away? When will you stay? Stay.
From the new CD Resolution Road. That's Stay. It's Easton Stagger Phillips live on KNBA. Sure appreciate you guys coming in. I think this is going to be I think you're going to have a pretty darn good kickoff to your next 10 days. That Taproot show is going to be great. I know you're going out tonight to warm up just a little bit with a house concert as well. So
yeah, looking forward to that.
Looking forward to getting out and sharing the music.
Seriously.
It's sounding really good here. I don't think there's anything left to ask you because I think you lay it all out there with the music. So
yeah,
everything's coming together. There's no worries about how do you combine three different songwriters. It shows right there in the music.
We're also just awesome buddies. So we're just having so much fun hanging out together. It's bonus to get to play music. So
that would be a bit of a pain if you really, truly despised this guy right here.
Yeah.
We've also made some sweet totes. Sweet totes.
So we've got some amazing
some little band merch.
Yeah, we have a ton of merch.
There's a small Easton Stagger Phillips merchandising mall going on that I've never even seen before anything like it. And I got to say, Evan Phillips, thanks to you and also just everybody here in Alaska that takes care of us, man. We really appreciate
it. It's a warm state, man.
Pretty good crew of people up here who are digging the music, and I'm sure they'll be out there tomorrow night. You know, could we entice one more track out of you guys here? One more song?
Yes.
Do you have one
if
more?
If you're listening out there, though, I got to tell you right now, if you've never been to Salmon Stock before, please come down this year because it is a really sweet time. And just basically, there's a lot of great bands playing, and Miss Lucinda Williams is playing. Oh, my gosh. Love that so much. And also, there's just kind of a campfire hang that is really special. So.
The station is sponsoring that Inlet Stage. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of activity there as well. Megan Palmer playing on Sunday. Sophia Street on Saturday. Dylan Lee Johnston on Friday on the Inlet Stage. You got Easton Stagger Phillips on the main stage on Sunday. And it looks like you guys are right about 2:35 for the main stage over at Salmon Stock. And then poof, you got to go right out to the airport, don't you?
Yeah, I got to fly home. I don't even get to sleep that night. Flying to Seattle.
Not many of us do on the last night.
Congratulations to Mr. Stagger here, who is a relatively new father. I know it's been a year and a half, but I haven't seen him since his child was born, his son Guthrie. And I have a daughter, Ellington. She's 3.5. And Evan is the elder father of the batch.
Her name's
How
Dora.
How old is your daughter now?
She's 8.
She's 8 years old. Dora is 8 years old. Okay, time. We have no more manage of time here. Why don't we play a song? And if you're listening out there, we'd love to see you. We'd love to see you at one of the shows or down at Salmon Stock.
7 o'clock tomorrow at the Taproot. That's the kickoff. We're going to play a song called Lucilia.
Do you know the chords?
we're gonna really folk it out.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm done pretending that I could be who's ascending all the ladders of this world, but I got someone that I can hold on to, and it's you. Yeah, it's you. I guess I've grown up taking my sweet time. Maybe I've blown up all the states of my mind, but you better believe me, I got something that's true. Lucilia, you got a hold of my heart. Lucilia, don't keep it all inside. Lucilia, we should stay friends for just a little while longer, till it goes somewhere. I got a feeling that I can't feel. I've been wondering what's beyond that hill, cause there's a freedom in losing myself in you. Lucilia, you got a hold of my heart. Lucilia, don't keep it all inside. Lucilia, we should stay friends for just a little while longer, till it goes somewhere.
just a little while longer. Lucilia, you got a hold of my heart. Lucilia, don't keep it all inside. Lucilia, we should stay friends for just a little while longer.
Well worth it.
All right.
Thank you so much for playing live in studio. It's Easton Stagger Phillips combining Nashville, Alberta, and Anchorage, the Natural Songwriters Triangle. Wow. It's all coming together in our studios. We will see you guys there on Friday night. Thanks so much for
coming
on in.
Us.